Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So we were out at Ball Arena last night celebrating with one of our winners who won the entire catered suite for her and 15 of her friends. And
shout out to Diana.
Diana was so, was it Diane or Diana?
Diana.
Dirty Diana. Super sweet. Really a great listener. Her friends and family, great people as well. The nibblies were delish in the suite.
They look so good.
We weren't supposed to eat it, but we did.
I did not eat any of it. I was very proud of myself. I also threw down all-you-can-eat sushi before I went. So
I was like, tell everybody why. Smart move.
That's why you were gassy the whole time.
I was like, I can't be hungry for this thing. Like, and I eat when I'm nervous. And when I watch Nuggets games, I get nervous. So I was worried, but yeah.
That's a bold move that you go in and eat a bunch of fish and sushi and stuff before you go hang out at a big station event.
And it's all-you-can-eat sushi. So I was having the gyoza, the shumai, the dumplings on top of all that sushi. It was
you made that
fabulous.
Sushi your biatch.
I sure did.
And then you're like, you know what? Now I need to make myself down to take myself down to Ball Arena and hang out with a bunch of people.
I tell you what, those all-you-can-eat sushi buffets, they get scared when they see me coming.
Like, oh, no, Katie's back! No, but it was a heck of a night. So we bounced, though. I mean, we still got to get up early, but
yeah,
we bounced about halftime.
Yeah, I wanted to stay, but there's just I went to the game before that the night before, and so I was at Ball Arena back-to-back.
How'd you manage that?
Well, I was at a football party for the Bronco game, and somebody there had Nuggets tickets, and they were having a little tea too many there during the Broncos festivities, and they were like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Ball Arena.
Oh, I should go to Ball Arena.
Exactly. So they knew how big of a fan I was, so they offered up the tickets to me, and I gladly accepted them. So, yeah, I went from Bronco party to Ball Arena, and that game against the Wizards was just phenomenal. Big win Saturday night. And so, yeah, the whole weekend was just fabulous.
Not good.
I know. Last night
they
fell
looked very
a little
tired.
They looked a little tired, yeah.
Yeah. They were. Like, again, they night were. Two oh, yeah. of a back-to-back, and you had that Bronco game on top of it, so the energy inside Ball Arena on Saturday night was unlike anything I felt in a while. So I can see how they were just a little gassed.
Sunday's one of those games
more,
you call
so
a scheduled loss.
Nice
how
choice
about the,
of words, huh?
The one guy in the suite, though, I don't want to call him out too much, he showed up with the Patriots jersey
a
on. Everyone was like, oh, who
I
is
asked
this
him about
guy?
That. Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Wrong team, wrong sport, all that stuff.
He was into it,
but
though.
He liked it. He liked the attention.
That's the thing. Super nice guy. And I was chatting to him with him after, or, you know, during halftime a little bit, just about how, like, next week's going to be what a matchup between our team and the Patriots, you know? And so he was super chill about it. He was really nice.
Well, he was to us. I was eavesdropping as he called a buddy of his
did
on the
phone.
Did
you hear that?
Oh, I did,
and
too.
He was giving his buddy, like, hell, man. Like, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
You better sit down right now as I'm talking to you because we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Lord.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
And then to us, he was like, it'll be lovely. I'll bring tea.
And then his buddy's like, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, that trash talk, especially between the Patriots fans and the Broncos. Because I believe, though, the Patriots coming to Colorado for this game, they're winless. I don't think they've been able to win the AFC Championship game in Colorado.
Correct.
So,
0-4.
Broncos.
We'll see how it goes. I know we'll dive a little deeper into the Broncos talk coming up in the Mile High Hype, but we watched it.
Yeah.
Even I got into it. Even
how
I was like,
how can you not? Like, that was so...
It was objectively a good game. Even though
really
we were cheering for one team, that whole thing was a nail-biter.
It
was
really
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and you just, like, Bills fans to fly all this way.
There were so many.
So many Bills fans.
I mean, in Denver, and as I was driving down, before the game ever happened, and on the way there, their cars with the Bills flags flying past me. I was like, what the heck, man?
I know. They came to play. Mm-hmm. Well,
the Bills fans, not so much
the Bills. They came to represent. Yeah. We'll put it like that.